Well, hey, everybody, this is Renee Ray De La Cruz, and today we're going to be talking about the news. How do you get your news? For me, I get my news in a variety of different ways. Number one, and this is not in a sequential order, but I get my news via Twitter, via Instagram, a couple of apps, including a Google app. Sometimes I get it through TikTok. But anyway, I have several different sources that feed me news on a constant basis. As a newspaper reporter, I have to be on top of things locally here in the high desert of Southern California. Then we also cover, you know, the state. I have to be on top of national news and sometimes global news as well. But all day long, every minute of the day, I am being flooded with information. Now, what I find that's very interesting is that over the last 20, 30 years, ever since the internet showed up, there are more opportunities and more platforms for news to be delivered to us, but yet people are less informed about what is going on. I'm going to give you an example. Back in 2015, I remember the day. It was in January, and it was the day of the national championship for football because they had this meeting. And in this meeting, this developer shows up to the city of Hesperia. It's a town here in the high desert of Southern California. It's called Hesperia. And the developer shows up. Actually, he's the representative of the developer. And he introduced a project, a massive home development project, master plan community called Tapestry. Now, it was called Tapestry at the time, but since then, the name has been changed to Silverwood. Silverwood. Now, this master plan community includes, get ready for this, 15,663 homes built in approximately 9 phases over the next 20 to 25 years. Now, in December, they broke ground on phase one, which is 2,104 total units altogether. Now, with all that said, when I first came across this thing called Tapestry in 2015, I discovered that it was actually called the Los Flores Project, or Rancho Los Flores, I believe, in Summit Valley, which is this really beautiful valley, kind of like at the base of a foothill, and it's a beautiful area. But they have been entitled for years to build this other project. Now, when this other group, and I believe at the time it was the Terra Verde group, showed up, they showed up. Right now, it's the DMB development group. But when the Terra Verde group showed up, they basically took over the Los Flores project because they ran out of money. And what they did is they improved the development to make it more environmentally friendly. They removed the golf courses, and they added like a water recyclable plant, solar, just a lot of environmental friendly aspects to this community. This community is also going to have schools, I believe a fire station, sheriff's station as well, roads, sidewalks, walking trails, parks. It's going to be this huge community. Now, this was first introduced publicly in a presentation in Hesperia in January of 2015, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Over 7 years ago, it was introduced. And I'm not going to talk about all the controversy, but there's been a lot of controversy since that time. You can read all about it. Just punch in Silverwood Tapestry and you'll find out all about that. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the news and how people get the news. Now, this project broke ground again in December. So I have been writing, I think I've written over 25, maybe even 30 stories about this master plan community. In fact, the students at Crystal Elementary School in Hesperia devoted a whole project on this community and actually came in, had a chance to talk to the class, and kind of get some of their feedback. We wrote a whole story about this class, but they wrote a story about this, you know, the pros and cons of this development. So since 2015, and by the way, the community of Silverwood Tapestry was approved back in 2016. So since 2015, again, 7 years, I've been writing about this. Again, numerous stories. And to this day, you can find people who live within a mile of this project. They don't have no idea what it's about. They don't. I talked to somebody last week over in that area, and the guy came out of his house because I was parked there. You know, here's this strange car parked in a neighborhood and a guy with a camera. And the guy goes, "Hey, man, what are you doing here?" I'm like, "I'm a newspaper reporter and I'm covering Tapestry. And I just pulled over to make a phone call." And the guy says, "What's Tapestry?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's called Silverwood." "What's Silverwood?" And I told him about the project. And the guy said, "You have got to be kidding me. Where's that at?" And I said, and I pointed to him and I'm like, "Just right here, about a mile down the road. That's where they're, that's going to be the entrance to this facility." He had no clue. And he lived in the area for about 30 years. And I come across this every single day. In fact, I just read a post on Facebook. And it's like, "I'm hearing there's going to be a Walmart distribution center somewhere here in the high desert. Anybody know about that?" And of course, here comes everybody else on Facebook giving their 2 cents about, "Yeah, I heard it's in Atlanta." "No, it's not in Atlanta. It's in Lucerne." "No, that's not what I heard. I heard it's in Phelan." Well, it's actually in Victorville. So we've written several stories about this, the warehouse. People don't have a clue. But what gets me is, let's go back to that Tapestry / Silverwood project. There has been, like I said, I have written at least 30 stories on the Silverwood project. Everything from environmental concerns to how they're going to widen roadways to the cost factor, everything about this master plan community. Going to take a little break, going to come back, and we're going to do another story probably in the next month or so, or couple, maybe even a couple of weeks. But what I find fascinating is people are still clueless about things that are going around in their community. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so back when I was a kid, you basically had three sources of news coming to you. Number one, it was the newspaper. That's the first time, you know, if you were like in our area, you had the newspaper and you opened it up and it was chock full of information. And I remember at school, some of the kids would even say, "Hey, did you read in the newspaper today?" Or, "My dad was reading a story today about fill in the gap," whatever it is. So everybody was talking about whatever the main subject was in the paper that morning at school, because that was the talk around the breakfast table or the dinner table the previous night, and everybody was talking about it. Now, in this area, again, back in the 70s, I'm going to say 70s, 60s and 70s, we really didn't have large metropolitan. It was hard to get a large metropolitan reception of a radio station up here in the high desert. But sometimes you could get it and you would be able to hear the news. So the first source was the newspaper. The second one was the radio. The third one, and this is local news, was TV broadcasts. We'd get the LA stations. We would get CBS, NBC, and ABC were the three main ones. And I think KTTV, which was Channel 11, Fox, we'd also get that occasionally, and then Channel 5, which is KTLA. Now, it was rare because at that time we were considered the outer rim territory of Southern California. We were way outside the LA area, but occasionally an anchor would talk about Victorville or Apple Valley or Hesperia or Barstow. And when that happened, everybody talked about it. that was the water cooler conversation, the conversation in classrooms, the conversation on the playground, the conversations at the grocery store. Did you hear? Apple Valley made the news last night. Everybody was on the same page and we all got the same news and everybody was informed. Everybody. And that's because the funnel was very small. But in that funnel, it was all the same news content. So we all together heard about, you know, John F. Kennedy dying or getting shot and killed. We all heard about the space shuttle, you know, the tragedy. We all heard about the Iran hostage crisis. All of us together heard about it. We were all on the same page, whether you were in elementary school or whether you were a retired senior, we were all on top of it. And now there's people out there who have no idea what's going on. And we have more, like I said, there are more avenues of news coming at you. But yet I think it's because there is so much that people get inundated. And it's like, well, I don't even know where to get my news anymore. I just kind of get it from here and there. Here is how I pictured it. I was trying to explain it to somebody one time. I said, imagine this. You're playing Little League Baseball. You are the pitcher on a Little League team. And you're standing on the mound pitching. And you can hear a couple of voices. You can hear your coach. And you can hear your parents. And the coach is yelling at you, hey, you know, throw a fastball. And then you can hear your mom and dad go, you can do it, son. We love you. So you've got three pieces of information. You got three voices coming at you and you can hear them. So you're hearing your coach saying, throw a fastball or, you know, giving you a signal, you know, or saying, you know, watch the bunt. He's giving you that information and you're taking it in. Then you're also hearing mom and dad. And they're cheering you on and they're supporting you and you're getting that information from there as well. That's what you're getting. Now, let's take that kid and put that kid in Dodger Stadium with 56,000 people screaming at the pitcher. Is he going to be able to decipher every one of those voices? Absolutely not. And that's what we have now. We have thousands of voices screaming and yelling. And it's like, I don't even know who to listen to anymore. I don't. And what happens is, and that's the reason why people don't know what is happening locally. They just don't. And it's available to them. But again, I think people are so overwhelmed by the amount of information. And here's everything too. In a world of citizen journalism, people can start up a Facebook page and start up a news group very easily. And a lot of these news groups do a great job delivering news. They do a fantastic job. But what happens is, then you have somebody else doing one and another one, and you've got several people doing it, and you've got 20 people and 30 people, and now it's like, I don't even know which one to listen to. But this is what's really interesting, and I do believe that all the sites, all the platforms, whether it's citizen journalism or whether it's, you know, a company, media group, I think for the most part, we all do a really good job getting the information. But I think the best thing to do is to hone down, focus on the select places you're going to get information. Again, for me, Twitter is one. Facebook is another one. So Twitter, Facebook, our own website for my newspaper group is another one. And then one or two different citizen journalism pieces out there or Facebook pages or even websites. And those are the ones that I go to, and I go to on a consistent basis because I know that, again, they are consistent in delivering information. And I hope that helps. I hope that helps people trying to find out what's going on, because again, there are so many people, you know, going, hey, why did the Dollar General close? And hey, there was somebody the other day that they wanted to know a good place to eat. And somebody suggested this restaurant. I forgot the name of the restaurant. They suggested a restaurant. And somebody said, dude, that place closed 3 years ago. And they were like, what? Yeah, it closed 3 years ago. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I wonder why. And again, it's because there's so much information coming at you. So again, my suggestion, again, is to hone in on 4, 5, 6, even 7 of the same news sources that you go to. Again, whether it's corporate or whether it's, you know, citizen journalism, whether it's a website or an app, but focus on those. And the other thing too, and a lot of people don't do, which is I just think is amazing, is go to Google. I've had lots of people saying, hey, did anybody hear of? And there's been a couple times where I've got kind of sarcastic and just said, hey, I got a great website that will give you all this information. Are you ready? I'm going to spell it out for you. GOOGLE.com. They'll let you know anything you want. More than likely, you'll find it there. All right, with that, I am out of here. I just wanted to kind of get that off of my chest, because I've had at least 30 people today ask me about things that were online. It's just you got to know where to find them. So people could just hone down on, like I said, 5, 6, 7 places and go there on a consistent basis and get that information, you're good, which is a lot different than the one newspaper, one radio station, and one television station that we used to focus on back when I was a kid. So with that said, hope you guys are having a great day. Warmer weather is coming, and I hope you enjoy it. So I'm out of here. God bless.